We continue in Nefesh HaChaim. We are in Sha'ar Bet, in the middle of Perek Yud Gimel. The Nefesh HaChaim he started Perek Yud Gimel with a quote from the words of the Magid to the Bet Yosef. The Magid, the Malach, told the Bet Yosef, "Lizaher milachshov b'sha'at ha'tfila b'shum achshava afilu shel Torah u'mitzvot, ki im b'tevot ha'tfila atzmam." To think into the words of the tefillah themselves. And the Nefesh HaChaim was medayek. He didn't say ki im b'kavanat ha'tfila, ha'milim. He said ki im b'tevot. Just focus on the words that you're saying. He didn't even say the kavana of the words. And he's beginning to explain to us, because the kavanot that are behind the words of the tefillah that Anshei Knesset HaGdolah made for us is far beyond anything that any great man even ever can fathom, can imagine. That's what he said. And he said, any understanding person, kol mevin yavin, that there's not a person, there's not a human being on this planet that is able to make such a tikkun nifla of words that are able to cause such a tikkun in all the olamot, elyonim v'tachtonim, and all the sidrei pirkei merkava. The words of the Shmone Esrei, for example, he says, b'chol pam shemitpalelim, each time we pray, there are tikkunim chadashim, there are new tikkunim that are affected in the world, in all the worlds, v'amshachat mochim chadashim acherim, and we draw forth to the world new mochin. Mochin means understandings. Sheme'et shetiknuha ad biyata goel b'mera b'yamenu lo haya v'lo yeh shum tefila b'pratut doma lechaverta shekodem la v'acharei haklal. He says, from the time that the tefillot were instituted until the time of Mashiach, not one tefillah is similar to another. We think it's similar. We're saying the same words three times a day, every day in our lives. Not one tefillah is the same as another. Not like the one before, not like the one after. And he quotes from the Tikkuni HaZohar, Levushin de lavish betzafra, la lavish beramsha, ude lavish beramsha, la lavish betzafra. The levushim, the clothing that the king wears in the morning, he doesn't wear in the evening. In the evening, he doesn't wear in the morning. This is referring to the tefillot. It's not the same. V'chen, we continue, v'chen kol yom l'chavero shelefanav v'acharav. We're on the top of page Kuf Yud Gimel. Kol yom l'chavero shelefanav l'chav. Every day is different. Every tefillah is different. In what? In the effect, in the potential, in what is caused by the tefillot that we say, these words that Anshei Knesset HaGdolah made for us. V'lachen amu chazal, that's why Chachamim tell us in the Gemara Chagiga Daf Tet Amud Bet, it's also in the Midrash Rabbah of Bamidbar, Parashatet, me'uvat lo yuchal litkon, the pasuk in Kohelet Perek Aleph says, something that is me'uvat, something that is bent, that is crooked, cannot be fixed. You know what the Gemara says? Ze shebitel kriat shema o tefila. One who didn't say kriat shema once, or one who didn't pray a tefila one time, meuvat shelo yuchal itko. Ad kedekach. I mean, what's the big deal? Here I am, the next tefila, I'm going to say the same words. Lo yifsati klum. Oho. You can say the same words from today until the end of time. It's not the same as what you missed. That kriat shema is never coming back again. That tefila is never coming back again. It's a great responsibility. Ukemo she mitbaer beorech bepri etzchaim. Pri etzchaim is from the kitve ha'ari hakadosh. Ken perek zayin mishara tefila yensham. So after saying all this, the nefesh ha'chaim comes back and he says, "Vehu bilti efshar im lo al yedei nevuah ha'elyona veruach kodesho itbarach asher ofia alehem hofa'a atzuma." Be'et tikkun nusach matbea tefillah ve'abrachot. To make such a tefillah, the brachot of Kriyat Shema, the brachot of Yotzer, Avat Olam, Yatziv V'Nachon, Mariv Aravim, Ahavat Olam, Emet Vemuna Kol Zot, and the 19 brachot of the Amidah, he says it's impossible without Nevuah or Ruach HaKodesh that showed upon them, that came upon them at the time when they were metaken the tefillot. Sam hu yitbarach shemo befihem elu atevot sfurot ugnuzot betocham kol atikunim. You hear what he says? Sam hu yitbarach shemo befihem elu atevot sfurot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put these words into the mouths of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, these calculated words, and gnuzot betocham, and hidden in each and every one of those words are all the tikkunim, all the rectifications that are necessary for this world and all the upper worlds. גמרנו, ואפילו אם תעשה את התיקון אחר כך, זה לא אותו דבר.
כן. If you maintain in זה התפילות, ואנחנו בתפילות ובכל התיקונים עושים, כי מקיימים את העולם, אז מה שלא עשית פה, הפך ישיעו איזה נזק, כי זה חסר באותו רגע.
Exactly. Exactly. לזאת, that's like, לכן, therefore, מי הוא אשר עמד בסוד השם על עומק כוונותו יתברך שמו? So who can we say, במשך כל הדורות, throughout all the generations, who is it that was able to really understand the depth of the כוונה of הקדוש ברוך הוא in each of these words? איזה דרך ישכון אורה של כל תיבה פרטית מהם? Which way, which channel, each word, each individual word of the תפילה goes? Only הקדוש ברוך הוא knows. So the Magid did not tell the Bet Yosef, don't think any machshavot acherot except the kavanot of the words of the tefillah. I didn't say that. He said, I want you to focus on the words. That's it. Focus on the words. And now the Nefesh HaChaim begins building for us the levels of kavanah in tefillah. He says, the basic level, אלא העיקר בעבודת התפילה. This is very important right now to remember and to pay attention. The main עבודה of תפילה is שבעת שהאדם מוציא מפיו כל תיבה מהתפילה, when we enunciate each and every word of the תפילה, when we articulate each word, now we understand how important it is to say the words and not to skim through the siddur. You know, some might just look at the siddur. Some people move their lips and they think that they're saying the words. You know, yesh tofa kazot, I'm sure you know, that there are people that pray like this. And they feel psychologically that they said every word because their lips were moving. But they weren't really chotech et hamilot. They were not et hamilim. They were not, Agmar omer et milot, don't worry, efshar lagid kacha. They didn't say the words. אפילו בלי הרוח לא חתכת את המילים. You didn't articulate the words. The Gemara in Masechet Brachot, remember, learns from Chana many halachot. One of the halachot is רק שפתיה נעות וקולה לא ישמע, שצריך לחתוך את המילים. You have to articulate the words. Try saying וזכרתם את כל מצוות השם with the zayin, וזכרתם את כל... Try saying it in a whisper. זה כמעט בלתי אפשר. זה יהיה וזכרתם, זה לא יהיה וזכרתם. It's very hard to say the words when you're just moving the lips quickly. You'll see it. תבדוק ותראה. Now we're learning how important it is to say the words. So he's telling us, בעת שהאדם מוציא מפיו כל תיבה מהתפילה, יצייר לו אז במחשבתו אותה התיבה באותיותיה כצורתה. Number one, he has to picture the words that he is saying with their letters, how they are comprised of those letters. Now you understand, we understand how it's important to pray from a siddur. If a person prays Be'al Peh, then it's much harder to do that. He could, it's possible to be mitzayer et tevot ha'tfilah be'otiyoteha, but it's harder. Rav Ovadia Yosef, after he went once for a surgery in his eyes, and after the surgery, he asked his son to bring him a sidur. And he was very happy when he was able to see the letters with the nekudot. He was very happy. Ah, that gave him simcha. I'm able to see the nekudot and the otiyot. The tziyur, the picturing of each and every word, is the first thing that a person has to do. Why? Because these words are very important. And then, lechaven lehosif al yada koach hakdusha. To have the basic kavanah. He's going to call this the basic kavanah pshuta. That through these words that I'm saying, it should be mosif koach kedusha. It should add kedusha in the world. Sheya'ase peri lemala, that it should produce fruit in the upper worlds, leharbot kedushatam ve'oram, to increase the kedusha and the light of the olamot ha'elyonim with more hitchabrut of elakut el ha'olamot. When we are praying the Amidah, we have to understand it's a tikkun. There's a basic explanation. Maybe later on the Nefesh HaChaim will explain, I'm not sure, but there's a basic understanding, a difference between tfilot ve'abrachot. The tfilot of Shmoneh Esrei are tikkun ha'olamot. The brachot that we say on food, Birkat HaMazon, Birkot HaNe'enim, v'chol ze hamshachat shefa, is bringing down shefa to the world. That's why in Shachrit, for example, you will see in all the Sidurim, Kan nichnas le'olam ha'asiya, Kan nichnas le'olam ha'yetzira. And then we go back down. After the Amidah, now Bria, and then Yetzira, and then the last part, Kaveh Til Alenu Neshabeach, is Asiya. We are building. With the Tfilah, we are building, we are fixing, we are being Metaken, and we're fixing one world to another, one to another, one to another, one to another, so that it's all Yatziv V'Nachon V'Kayam, and now we're able to expect the Brachot and the Shefa to come down to Am Segulato and to the whole world. So that's the basic kavana lechaven leosif al yada koach hakdusha she'ase pri lemala learbot kedushatam ve'oram kemo shekatavti le'el beperek yud shelachen nikret ha'tfila dvarim ha'omdim berumo shel olam. See, the Gemara in Masechet Brachot Davav Amud Bet says that tfila is called dvarim ha'omdim berumo shel olam, things that stand in the higher worlds. When you learn the Gemara, Kipshuto, the simple meaning is, Tfilah ze chashuv meod. Tfilah is very important. Ze davar she'omed berumo shel olam. It's an expression to say, ah, it's uppermost. It is so important. Right? The Gemara there goes on the pasuk in Tehilim. In Tehilim, it says, Saviv reshaim yitalachun, kerum zulut livne adam. Kerum zulut livne adam kerum yesh dvarim ma'omdim berumo shel olam ubne adam mezalzelim bahem, and people are mezalzel, they don't appreciate the eluhem tefila. And what is that? That's tefila. So tefila is omed berumo shel olam. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, it's more kipshuto than you think. It's not an expression of how important it is. Omdim berumo shel olam means literally the words that we say, shekol teva betzuratah mamash hi ha'ola lema'ala ma'ala. The words that we say go up to Rumo Shel Olam, Kol Achat Limkora VeShorsha. Each word goes back to its source and to its root, from where it came from. Lifol Peulot VeTikunim Niflaim, to effect Tikunim and acts that are wondrous. Vehi sgula nifla'a baduk umnuse lamargilim atzman baze. Levatel ulehasir me'alav baze kol machshevot ahavalim atordot umni'ot taharat ha'machshava ve'akavana. Nefesh HaChaim just gave us a sgula. No, Baruch Hashem, we came for a good purpose. We have a sgula here. Many times a person asks, how am I supposed to remove all the machshavot zarot from my mind at the time of the tefillah? Nefesh HaChaim says, I have a good sgula for you. And that is, be mechaven this kavana. Look at the words, be metzayer, like the Magid told the Bet Yosef, techaven, what did he tell him? Ki im betevot ha'tefillah atzman. Look at the words of the tefillah themselves, and have that kavana, that these words that I'm saying, Baruch, Bet, Resh, Vav, Chav, this word should go up to its makor, to its shoresh, and it should be poel tikun and be mosif koach ukdusha veora ba'olamot ha'elyonim. If you're able to have this kavanah, to focus on the words, it's a zgula nifla'a, he says. It's badukum nuseh. It's already with experience. It's checked out. It works. To be lamargilim atzman bazeh, to a person who's in the habit of remembering this, to be mevatel and to remove all the machshavot, ahavalim, that preoccupy a person and remove the purity of his machshava. Ve'kol asher yosif hergelo bazeh, the more a person is in the habit of thinking about this, it purifies and purifies his machshava in the tefillah. And he ends off by saying, this is the simple kavanah, because in Perek Yudaled, the Nefesh HaChaim is going to go up another level, it's going to take us a little bit higher, to explain to us a higher level of kavanah in the tefillah. But this level, ze kavanah pshatit. This is basic. You hear that? לחשוב, אני עומד לבקש על רפואה.
לחשוב על התיבות ולחשוב על כוח וקדושה בעולם.
חזק וברוך.
חזק וברוך.
חזק וברוך.
באמת,
ומי שיחשוב על הכוונות הפשוטות, הוא חצי מלאך, הוא רבע מלאך, גם, אפשר גם להיות. אבל, you're right. כוונה פשטית, he says, but פשטית, יש גם דרגות בפשטית. כן, רבי אבא. אז אנחנו כאן נתמקד על העמידה, התפילה בלחש, התפילה בלחש. So you're right. The Chazan, you know, you don't have time. If we're going to think like this, so I'm going to answer you. I'm going to answer you in a minute. So if we're going to think like this of every word, we're going to finish Amidah, you know, triple the time. But so therefore, how do we do? The Ba'alei Musar always tell us, how are we margil atzmenu? La margilim bahem, he said. How do we train ourselves? Le'at le'at. Tafasta mu'at tafasta. If we're able to do this in the first bracha of the tefillah, to look at each word, to be mitzayer tevot ha'otiyot, and to have this overall kavanah that we just explained, in the first bracha, itchalnu. Itchalnu. Samnu regel. We started. לא, בתפילה בלחש, כל אחד לעצמו. כל אחד לעצמו. חזרה יש גם כוונות, אבל השם יזכן.
כשאתה בתפילה רפאינו, אני יכול בלב לבקש
בהחלט, בהחלט.
לפני שאני חותם?
כן, בהחלט.
אני יכול לעשות את זה, כן?
בוודאי, בוודאי. זה אפילו דבר מאוד טוב. והגם, I'm reading the הגהה now. והגם שהלכה פסוקה בשעס שתפילה נאמרת בכל לשון. Now pay attention to this paragraph. Very important. הבהרה, clarification that the Nefesh HaChaim, or the son of the Nefesh HaChaim who wrote the הגהות, is telling us. He says, לכאורה, we have a question. The Gemara in Brachot Yud Gimel tells us שתפילה נאמרת בכל לשון. That you can say תפילה, halachically, it's possible to pray in English. So that, זה סתירה לכל מה שאמרנו. It's contradicting everything we said. In English, you don't have the תיבות האותיות ולא בטיח. You know, you don't have that כוונה. You only have the כוונה of the meaning of the words. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, היינו לצאת ידי מצוות תפילה. That's enough to be יוצא ידי חובה to fulfill the basic obligation of תפילה. תפילה is an obligation. זה חובה להתפלל. כמו שנתבהר לאל סוף שער א', as the Nefesh HaChaim explained to us at the end of שער א', if you remember, שבכל המצוות, that in all the מצוות, אפילו מצוות תפילה שנקראת עבודה שבלב, even the מצווה of תפילה, which is defined as, is described as עבודה שבלב, עם כל זה, with all that, עיקרן לעיכובה הוא חלק המעשי שבהם. The חלק המעכב, the part that is crucial to be יוצא ידי חובה, is the actual part, the part of the ma'aseh, which means the saying of the words. So, in tefillah, if you want to explain it in a way of lamdut a little bit, you say there is kiyum, there is ma'aseh ha-mitzvah, and there is kiyum ha-mitzvah. ma'aseh ha-mitzvah is needed to be yotzei yedechovah. So mitzad ma'aseh ha-mitzvah, even if a person says it in a different language, he's yatzei yedechovah. Aval omnam le-mitzvah min ha-mufchar. But here we're talking about lekayem et ha-mitzvah be'ofen mufchar, in a choicest way. Vaday tzarich le-tzaref gam tohar ha-machshava ve-kavana shlema. So now you have to add the purity of the thought and the intention. Ulefi godel tohar ha-kavana ken tigdal ma'aseh ha-mitzvah. And inasmuch as a person is able to increase the purity of his machshavot in the tefillah, the more his ma'aseh ha-mitzvah is upgraded. Ubifrat avodat ha-lev sheba tefillah. Especially when we're talking about tefillah, which is avodah sheba lev. As kechol she'alev yoter tahor, kacha ha-avoda, ha-maaseh ha-mitzvah yoter me'ula. Im ki mi she'itpalel b'chol lashon yatzai yedechovah. Even though, no question, someone who prayed in a different language that he understood is yotzai yedechovah. Aval en aroch le'mi she'mitpalel b'lshon ha-kodesh be'elu ha-tevot davka ha-omdim berumo shel olam u'medabek kol kochotav bahem. But you cannot compare to someone who prays in Lashon HaKodesh with these specific words that were given to us by the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, who coined them with Nevu'ayin Ruach HaKodesh, Kefi Ma Shesam Hu Yitbarach Shemo Befihem, U'medabek Kol Kochotav Bahem. And when a person puts all his koach into saying the words properly and to focusing and looking and imagining those words and imagining that they have a great effect, berumo shel olam, there's no comparison to that type of tefillah and that type of kavana. In Perek Yudaleh, the Nefesh HaChaim Be'ezrat Hashem is now going to come full circle to the pasuk that we began to mentioned in Perek Aleph or Bet, in Shaar Bet. Ul'ovdo b'chol levavchem ובכל נפשכם. מה זה בכל נפשכם? ולעובדו בכל לבבכם, to pray to Hashem with all your heart. What does it mean to pray to Hashem with all our nefesh? That's where he's going to step it up a notch and he's going to explain to us a higher level of kavana in tefillah, which is the pirush on ולעובדו בכל לבבכם ובכל נפשכם. That we'll see בעזרת Hashem in Perek Yudaled. Hashem is a king.